there are certain phrases and sayings that have made their way into our everyday speech that can seem harmless, but can cause a serious breakdown in our personal communications.
We're talking about phrases like, I want you to know, or I'm just saying. Here to explain how these seemingly innocent turns of phrase can mean something more sinister is Elizabeth Bernstein. She wrote about this in her column, Why Verbal Tee-Ups Like To Be Honest Often Signal Insincerity. She writes a relationships column called Bonds for the Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
What phrases are you talking about when you say verbal tee-ups?
I'm talking about these phrases that seem really polite, and I think maybe on the surface we may think we're doing them for a polite reason, but subconsciously we aren't. They're saying something else if you read between the lines. So these are phrases, the one I hate the most is, don't take this the wrong way. I just can't stand that one. Or, I'm just saying, as you said, or to be honest, those kinds of sayings.
And how do they change the meaning of what's coming next? Or can you even pay attention to what's coming next after that preamble?
You can't. What they do is they're signaling to the listener, whoa, you better be careful here, because something that's coming next is something I'm uncomfortable telling you. That's really what I take away, and the researchers say they will really take away from this. So, for example, to be honest. Well, why do you have to signal your honesty? If you're really being honest, why do you have to, you know, say it? It makes the listener tense up and think, wow, like, if this person's being honest now, are they always being honest other times?
Well, how can they break down how can they cause a breakdown in communication? And they seem so harmless.
They seem harmless. They seem very polite. And also, it's interesting, since I wrote the article, a lot of people wrote me from all over the country saying, oh, we have regional ones. I heard all over the South people wrote me about, bless your heart. And I said, well, give me an example of that. And they said, well, bless your heart, you've gained a little weight. So it's something that, you know, you think you're, you know, it's like, I don't hate me or slug me for what I'm about to tell you. It's really. And then in Boston, they wrote and they said, oh, we're big on this one. Not for nothing, but. I never heard that one. Not for nothing, but you gained a little weight.
Wow, the bless your heart one is new to me.
Yeah. Right? It's not. I'm a Midwesterner, and that one was new to me, too. Well,
and this, it's always signaling, I'm going to tell you bad news. I'm maybe trying to signal that I don't want to be. In fact, there's the one, I hate to be the one to tell you this.
Yeah, I hate
in
to be
fact,
to
it's
you.
Probably the opposite. I'm quite pleased to be the one to tell you this. In a lot of the cases, is what really happens, isn't it?
Exactly. They can't wait to tell you whatever it is. Let's just stick on the weight. You gained a little weight, but I'm only telling you this because I love you. That one is pretty much almost the worst one because you really love the person. You might think of their feelings first, and the harm that whatever you're going to tell them is going to do.
But thinking about it from the speaker's perspective, I suppose. Don't these tee-ups make it easier to be honest? You know, you don't want to be the one to say it, but someone's got to say it, and it makes it easier for me to say it when I soften the blow a little bit with a little bit of a preamble.
Well, that's just it. We think we're softening the blow. The speaker does think, I'm softening the blow. I feel like I need to say this. I'm going to soften the blow. But it's not really softening the blow because we all know, and these have been around forever. We actually got a letter from Ralph Nader, said, look, you know, my mom wrote about these 30 years ago. So she wrote a column about them. So, you know, I'm not saying anything new. I'm just saying it again for our generations now. But these are things that the listeners know. It's not going to go well. And I started my column by saying, you know, I had a friend who said to me, I was all dressed up, we're at a party, I'm all excited, I'm happy to be there with my friends. He says, listen, don't take this the wrong way. And I couldn't hear anything else. I just knew whatever it was going to be so awful. And whatever it was wasn't that great. But you know what? It would have been a lot better if he just said, hey, there's something I need to tell you, or just blurted it out.
Are we bad people when we say these things? Are we really thinking we're being nicer? Are we taking a moment to relish in saying something bad? What does it say about us when we say these things?
It says we're not really thinking. So some people may use this. You know, don't take this the wrong way means don't be mad at me. And the reason it's so nasty is because it's saying it's taking away the listener's right to have an actual feeling or reaction about what's being told to them. So not only am I going to tell you something bad, but you don't even have a right to be upset with me about it. So that's from the listener. From what you asked about, you know, from the speaker, we're not thinking. Some people are. They think, okay, if I say bless her heart and I evoke God into this, then I'm, you know, I've got a free pass. I can say anything. That's not true. And so we need to think about what we're saying, think about our speech. We should be careful with it. Words, you know, words are mean a lot. And we're just not thinking when we do it.
Why did one expert that you spoke to equate politeness with deception?
Well, he was saying, he's somebody at University of Texas. He studies language and lies. He studies lies as well. And he says, you know, when we're being really polite, yes, there's a need for it. It's sort of social grease. We do need to be polite. You know, you can't really say, you know, to your spouse, no, honey, I hate your haircut, you know, or you're losing a little hair. Or you can't really always say everything what you want to do. So politeness has a function. But if you think about it, much of politeness is fakeness. We might really be thinking, gosh, like that haircut is not working. So we just, it's necessary in some ways, but, and it's very helpful for society to get along, for civilization, but it's not the truth either.
Okay, sometimes, though, we honestly do want to communicate something unpleasant to a person. How do we break ourselves of the, to be honest, or I hate to be the one to tell you this, those preambles, and just come out and say it? How do we fix this?
Well, I think if you think about, you know, the fact, okay, I have to say something really difficult to somebody I care about, you know, you can't, I don't get off the hook for doing that. I have to do it, so I have to sort of take the lump with it. So I need to say to them, just as you said it really, hey, do you have time to talk? There's something I really want to tell you, but it's hard for me, or something like that. Be honest. Don't say, you know, don't take this the wrong way.
Or, wait, is that, any less scary? I really need to have a serious talk with you, man. I mean, that doesn't sound any less threatening than I hate to tell you this.
I said, do you have time to talk? Yeah. that'll get their attention. And in fact, what's so funny is marital counselors say all the time that spouses, especially wives, should say this to their husbands. Do you have time to talk? When they want to talk about something important or something that might be emotional, because men are one, they're focused on one thing, it tends to be at the time, like research would back me up on this, and they don't like to be hit up when they're, you know, busy doing whatever it is, work, watching the game, fixing the car, whatever it is they're doing. They don't want to be slammed with a big relationship talk. So, you know, do you have time to talk is almost always a good thing to say.
Another thing, if we see ourselves saying those things, you know, I want to be honest with you or whatever too often, does that mean we're just saying bad stuff to people too often and we need to triage what we fill them in on?
Exactly. If you're running around saying that, you may, you know, have this false notion that, you know, because I'm giving these tee-ups, the, you know, preamble to it, I think I'm giving this information gently, but maybe I should think about the actual information that's coming after these phrases. Like, does it really need to be said, or could it be said in a different way? In the instance of my friend who said, don't take this the wrong way, it was something that probably needed to be said, but it should have been a conversation, not a one sentence here. I got something bad to tell you. Now I don't want to hear anything you have to say. That's what it's saying. I don't want to hear your reaction. Just going to throw this at you. So we should be thinking about what it is we're really saying, you know, after these little phrases.
Elizabeth, you've studied, you know, relationships. You've written about it for a while, and I'm sure you've talked to many experts about this as well. I'm wondering if you have heard of this happening more maybe in the Midwest, where people are stereotypically more polite,
nice.
Yeah, nice, quote unquote, and might be more prone to using verbal tee-ups like this versus, say, the East Coast.
You know, I don't, it's interesting. I didn't see any research on that, but my gut would say yes. You know, in the areas where they, you know, do put a very big, you know, premium on being polite, it's, and they're less abrupt, they're more sort of, quieter, really. So, you know, say Wisconsin, Minnesota, these are quieter cultures really than maybe New York or LA. So, yeah, I think that they might. I really got a sense through doing some other radio shows that were national, that in the South, this is huge. Like that it also is a culture that's very, very much, the Southerners calling in were telling me, you know, this, we're very polite, but it's almost a fake politeness. We're raised to say things, other than what we're thinking.
Elizabeth, bless your heart, but I think it's got to be hard to be you. You write about this stuff, and now are you constantly watching yourself and catching yourself about
to
say these
things? Terrible. man, my family just calls me on it left and right. So it's just awful. My friends, did you just do what you said not to do? Yes, it's tough to be me. And Ralph Nader is calling to scold me or emailing to scold me. So it's tough.
Is social media changing the way that we use tee-ups? Real quickly in our last minute here.
It is. I think it is because we are, look, we're saying all these things. We're so used to, look at Facebook, it's 10 years today, their birthday, but also we say everything on there and we get in these fights, especially around the time of the elections. You know, we get in these fights about stuff. And so we, again, start to think, oh, well, if I just preface it with, you know, to be honest, you're an idiot. I think I said it better.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Elizabeth Bernstein is a columnist for The Wall Street Journal. You can find her on Twitter at EBernsteinWSJ. She was with us to talk about her column, Why Verbal Tee-Ups, Like to Be Honest, Often Signal Insincerity, and she writes the Bonds column for The Wall Street Journal.